Classic Hits 99.7 KFRC. 7:38. Cammie and Dean here. The Dow and NASDAQ opening on the downside here this morning. And we got sunshine on the way, but it will be cooler.
7:38. Do you think that Tommy Chong's awake? I mean, you know, think about it.
Play this for him.
All right. Well, you know, Tommy Chong's got a new book out, The I Chong Meditations from the Joint. Let's see if he's there. Hello?
Hello.
You're up awfully early, Mr. Chong.
Well, I'm an old guy, you know. We get up early anyway.
Hey, what was Wake Up in the Slammer? What time?
5:30.
5:30?
Oh, man.
5:30. And it was very rude.
What, did they blow a bugle in your ear?
Well, almost. It was an intercom, you know. Garcia, report to kitchen immediately.
Oh, man. Were you the biggest superstar in prison?
Well, you know, surprisingly, there was a few sports figures, football players, and there was some political guys, you know, that were pretty up there.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was a prison built for Republicans back in the day, you know.
Okay, who did you befriend while in prison that really surprised you, that you'd have no idea that you'd be friends with this person?
Oh, yeah, there was a few people. There's one guy, he was Ronald Reagan's speechwriter.
Oh, okay.
And he was in there on a financial beef, and we became very good friends because he was very intelligent, very well-spoken, and totally interesting, you know. And so I did some research while I was in there, and I would ask him about Ronnie Reagan, and at first he wouldn't really tell me too much, but then he started, you know, letting me in on some secrets that Ronnie wasn't as straight as he led everybody to believe, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he was, well, you figure out, he was a Hollywood actor.
Oh, sure.
During the 40s, and that meant that he was on the cutting edge of whatever was going on at the time, and there was a lot going on. And Ronnie was there, you know, not that he made a lifestyle of it, obviously. You know, he went the other way, but he wasn't as straight as everybody thought he was. And then I met, like, Big Ben the Samoan, you know, he could bench press 500 pounds for reps.
Did you work out with him much?
Not at all. When I met him, I couldn't believe it. I was walking the track, and I could see these people like kind of like bobbing up and down. There's like three people sitting on a picnic table, and they kept going up and down like a ride. And it was a weird, you know, seeing people bobbing like that. Then I walked around, and then I seen it was Big Ben bench pressing them.
We're with Tommy Chong. And now, Tommy, have you seen Cheech on Duets yet, this TV show?
Yes, I have, and I'm totally upset. I am so upset. I'm trying to get an injunction against him to stop him from singing.
I'm with you on that one.
Career.
No kidding.
I know. Who knew, like, 30 years ago that you would be, like, finding out secrets about Ronald Reagan in jail and that he would be singing with, you know...
what's his name?
Who was that guy?
No, it wasn't Peter Frampton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or something.
It was Peter Frampton, but he's been singing with Clint Black.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
I never seen the Peter Frampton song, but I heard it was pretty iffy.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got voted off last night, right?
Tucker Carlson? No kidding. I wanted to fly to that show and boot him off personally.
I can't believe I'm talking about Dancing with the Stars with Tommy Chong.
I know. Can you imagine? I felt like rolling up a newspaper and just walking out there and just smacking Carlson and say, don't you ever get on this dance stage again, ever.
Well, they should have you as a judge. That would be awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, it would be fun. I would like it.
Tell us real quick about your new book.
Well, the new book is about my prison experience, and what I tried to do was pinpoint times in my life where I faced with adversity like I did with when I was in jail. It tells about the rough times I had when I was a kid growing up. It's an easy read, as the dopers say. You know?
Yeah, well, it's been quite a ride.
It was a very good ride, and it was like an ordained ride, so that's what I feel very blessed.
Tommy, is there any chance of a Cheech and Chong reunion, you guys getting together again?
Well, I want to get together and ask him, what the hell are you doing on that stage singing cowboy songs?
When he should just be back in the van.
I would love to ask him. But then, you know, when you think about it, the whole event is like a Cheech and Chong movie itself, isn't it? Hey, look, man, I've been on wanting to sing all my life, man. Don't stop my dream now.
Tommy Chong, Cheech and Chong. New book, I Chong, The I Chong, Meditations from the Joint, chronicling his time in the joint and other memories.
And I still can't believe he knows Dancing with the Stars.
He was right up with it.
Duets. We're talking Tommy Chong here, and he's hip on that. Amazing.
You know what? He sits on the couch all day with a big glass water thing. What do you think he does? He watches TV. You think he plays tennis? Hey, no, man. He watches TV.
Is Tom Bergeron home? Is Tom Bergeron home?
7:43 KFRC traffic time. Hey, Mark Nieto, how are we doing?
It's getting busy as we approach the 8 o'clock hour.